You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course, why wouldn't I?
Oh, I hate him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother.
Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Go on.
I start, Jay, with a word that I created just now as my wife came in and put some Amazon packages on my desk. Here's the word. You ready?
Okay.
Amazonesia. Definition. When you get Amazon packages that you know you ordered no more than 2 days ago, and you have no fucking idea what's in them. It's like Christmas all throughout the year. Ooh, what's in these packages? And you're like, oh yeah, I was kind of drunk last night. I probably shouldn't have ordered those, but oh well, can always return them, so keep it rolling.
Well, the big question is, let's hit the post.
That's okay. Right. Yeah.
What did you order?
Some shocker camera cases. more cases, more bags, more satchels. I have more satchels for my cameras. I have more camera bags, backpacks, bags, side slings, you name it, for my various cameras. It's embarrassing. I probably have over a dozen different camera bags. Each one, I think, as I look at them, no, this is the perfect bag with the perfect slots, with the perfect organizing system, just the right size.
Question.
Yes.
We live in 2022. We now have phones that are excellent at taking pictures. What's
Why
the point?
Do you need Go. Cameras? Yeah.
Go.
Jay, you are not wrong. The cell phone has, I don't want to say killed the camera industry, but it has reduced it to a small...
Like video killed the radio star.
Yeah, exactly. It is like a small, huddled mass of resistance fighters up in the hills. It's us Sony mirrorless fanatics, us Fuji fanboys, us Canon sycophants.
And I'm Minolta not... man boy. I'm just
hey, that's I'm good, just, right there.
Thank you, thank you.
Olympus obsessed individuals.
I couldn't think of another photo.
Panasonic fanboy. You know, there's a few other camera makers, but anyway, no, you're darn right. Now, for full total control of the best photography and videography, you need a full blown camera where you can control more accurately all the stuff, but it comes down to sensor size. You know, the bigger the sensor, the better the image, the more depth of field, so you get more background blur if you want it, depending on the aperture of your lens. You get more dynamic range, meaning that there is more richness in the shadows and the highlights roll off more smoothly. It's a bunch of technical mumbo jumbo, but you'd know it when you see it. When you see a professional photograph, you know it was not taken by a cell phone, but they're getting closer and closer. That's the problem.
It's like buying a VCR, it sounds like to me.
Kind of, yeah. But I mean, buying a VCR now is like buying a Smith Corona typewriter. In fact, I tweeted tonight as I saw some Super 70 Sports on Twitter had a highlight of Pistol Pete Maravich against Bob McAdoo in a horse competition.
Oh, back in the 70s where they do that at halftime.
Yeah. And it was so fucking lame. I said, this is like watching a highlight reel of people doing typewriter tricks with a Smith Corona. It was so fucking lame. It's like Pistol Pete would go around the back real slow and then through the legs and then a layup. And I'm like, yeah, no one can do that now. Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense. So anyway, Amazonesia. Just try to use that term. You literally don't know what you ordered, and it's on your doorstep. It reminded me of this great comic bit. I should give the guy credit here, but I didn't write it in the actual name of the bite. But do you ever hear the guy that the comic, the Asian comic, does Prime Too Slow? Amazon
no, I've
Prime
never heard
Too
that.
Slow? Okay, here it is right here for your comedic enjoyment.
50 million boxes flying across America. At all times, the airspace above America is just Amazon Prime. Packaging, just knocking into each other. Like satellite debris.
Ronnie Cheng is his name.
Prime. Can't get enough Prime here.
Ronnie Cheng.
Need it Prime. We need Prime harder, faster, stronger. Faster Prime. Prime now.
Prime now.
Prime now. 2-hour delivery. Prime now. Give it to me. Now, when I press buy, put the item in my hand. Now, in America, there should be no lag, zero lag, between when I press the button and when the item is gently placed into my hand, so I can use it now.
Or me and return it.
Oh, same day delivery. Oh, un-American.
Too slow. I want it now, immediately.
Ronnie Chang, by the way.
Yeah, what about Ronnie Chang?
Here's something that I did not know. He was in Crazy Rich Asians. Crazy Rich Asians was like Roots for black people in the 70s. Every Asian actor.
Right.
Yeah, every Asian actor on the face of the earth within that movie. It was like Roots. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's good, though. You're right. And I have not seen Crazy
Great
Rich
fucking
Asians.
Movie. Great okay. fucking movie.
Okay. So you enjoyed it as a black man.
Yeah. Okay. Constance Wu, the lead. Ooh. Big fan.
Okay.
Big
so,
fan.
So we have Roots. What is... Okay, hold on. Isn't the color purple the lodestone? What is the lodestone movie for African Americans?
What do you mean lodestone? What does that mean?
Let me look up lodestone. I don't even know what it means, but it's the word that came to mind. Sort of the key that what is the crown jewel of American film for African Americans? Is it The Color Purple? Could it be?
If aliens came down and you said, what is it to be black? You got to watch this movie. Boom. What movie is that? That's a great
I know what it's not. It's not I'm going to get you, sucker. Okay. No, that one we can rule out right there.
The quintessential black movie. Wow.
What's the Wakanda movie? The more recent one.
Black Panther.
Nope.
I've seen Black Panther, but only once. Didn't do anything for me.
Okay. Isn't Roots a bit too dark and a bit too long? Because it's not a movie; it's a miniseries. I'm looking for
a
movie.
It's a miniseries.
Lodestone, a magnetite possessing polarity or something that strongly attracts. So that would be the lodestone. Lodestones, I guess, are magnetic stones, essentially.
I'd really have to sit and think about what is the quintessential black movie.
All right, wow. But certainly Crazy Rich Asians is up there in the pantheon for Asians. What would be the pantheon of, say, Hispanic Americans for movies?
Not American Me.
Would it be Jennifer Lopez in Made in America? Huh?
Any J Lo movie.
Jennifer the Block.
Yeah, yeah. I know you really got me.
Hold on. Made in Manhattan, not Made in America.
Made in Manhattan.
Yes.
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, it's just something to chew on.
I'm going to be up tonight going, why are you twisting and turning? Steve asked me what the quintessential black movie is, and I had no answer. All
right. I was stumped by that one right there. Yes. Okay. Breaking news, Jay, of extreme importance to you. Joy Taylor is leaving The Herd with Colin Coward.
I saw the farewell today. I'm not the farewell. I guess it was a couple days ago. But she's doing a show with that fucking
Emmanuel Acho,
who might be one of the most annoying people on the face of the earth. The Acho brothers are both fucking annoying. I do not like them.
Yeah, Emmanuel Acho made really his big leap during the George Floyd protests and the aftermath with his book, Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man.
Did not hear about that, and I still find him annoying.
He also reposted a very worn-out meme about the college football season by putting his photo on top of it. It was something that Alabama football had put out as a meme, and he just yanked it and then slapped his photo on top, and people were ripping him like, okay, great. It was sort of like 10 rules for college football. Now that college football has started, if you text me and ask, did you see that? The answer is yeah, of course. Number two, don't interrupt me when I'm doing this. You know, all these other things, like to prove how much I love
college football. But I did enjoy him and his brother ganging up on Doug Gottlieb.
Doug Gottlieb is in my rundown of news items as well.
We'll get to him in just
a second. But, you know, it's funny. There was a conversation I had with Church today about football and men and bragging about how much you love it and making sure you let everyone know how much you know about football. Do you know that Kirk Cousins has now gotten a nod for MVP of the season from both Michael Irvin and Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football? Now, two people does not a consensus make, but it was sort of random, like out of nowhere, that Kirk, the most reviled mediocre quarterback, the goody two-shoes of the NFL, captain checkdown, the guy who's great for stats once the game is two or three touchdowns out of reach, that he would get any push whatsoever from anyone of note. And this was two people of note, Michael Irvin and Kyle Brandt. So I asked Church today when I talked to him on the phone how that's going over. He said, you wouldn't believe some of the fans up here on the radio how mad they are about those predictions. I go, mad about them? He goes, yeah. And I said, well, that makes sense because remember, Church, in sports as men, we root for our takes even more than we root for our teams. And if our takes, the strongest of our takes, the proudest of our takes, our opinions, if they get defeated soundly by reality on the ground,
we can't accept it.
No, yes. We not only can't accept it, it shakes our foundation because, as I said to Charge, it then exposes you to other men as possibly not knowing football. And there is no greater shame than not knowing football as a regular, bona fide, blue-blooded American male. Am I right?
That's 190%. We are all judged right by our football. Two things men are judged by. Can they work a grill? Do they know football?
Well, and maybe how they work their flesh stick when the lights are out, but that's a whole separate thing right there.
That's a whole nother ball of wax. Right,
but here's the thing. When you have a take that gets eviscerated by the reality on the ground, then everyone sees it and they know it, and it's digitally preserved on social media. If you suck in bed, who's going to know but your girl or your wife who just left you? Nobody.
Well, all her friends.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but it's still a fairly small circle. God forbid you get humiliated as a man not knowing football. So for everyone who's like, Kirk Cousins is trash, we'll never win anything with him. If they go to the Super Bowl or he wins MVP, oh my God, that'd be a disaster. So
you got to be willing to die on that hill, though.
Yeah, no, you absolutely do. So Joy Taylor's new show is going to be called Speak with Emmanuel Acho and LaShawn McCoy. I already, knowing Emmanuel Acho, who wrote that book, and it may be a great book, I don't know, and LaShawn McCoy, who had it in with a couple of coaches, notably Chip Kelly, I'm thinking to myself, I don't think this is going to be a fun show. I don't think this is going to be a show that makes me laugh, and I'm like, oh my God, I love that show, Speak. I think it's going to be a show that's going to take itself quite seriously.
Way too seriously.
And that is going to take Joy Taylor's attractiveness quotient boop, right into the shitter.
You fail on TV again. Where is Katie, whatever her name is?
Where's Christine Leahy?
Christine Leahy, I'm sorry. That's how quickly I've forgotten about it. Couldn't even get her name right.
Right.
Christine Leahy.
She was given her own project, which was a gauzily shot, high production value interview show with athletes. Oh, Jay, we've never had one of those.
She's bringing something new to the table. Yes.
Right. And it had a short shelf life because she had a limited number of athletes that she could actually book and get on the show. And then I remember seeing some of the guests you would have, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. This is your guest this week. This is a Fox FS1 production. It's in LA. This is who you've got? It's because the top athletes, they don't do anything, Jay. They don't agree to any interviews. They're so protected now. Roy Firestone is not walking through that door.
Thank you. I was just going to say that. Those days are over.
Yeah.
Up close. No more.
Right.
No.
Yeah. And at least Roy was able to have, with his connection, the ability to get guys to break down a trope that was famously immortalized in the movie, Jerry Maguire.
I'm not going to cry.
I'm not going to cry, Roy.
TP, you're militant, but I love you.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Now, there was a new gal on ESPN I saw this morning who I'd never heard of, and she was your gambling and fantasy analyst.
I saw her also. I was walking through the break room and they were doing a two-shot, two people.
Right.
It was her, and I'd never seen it, and I saw her title and I was like,
her name now. Her name is Liz Loza.
Yep, that's her.
Liz Loza. Now, did she have some panache on television? Yes. Did she sound like she knew at least what she was talking about, football and fantasy-wise, at least to the level of Cynthia Freeland, which is granted a low bar? Yes, she did. Is her opinions or start-sit recommendations as good as anyone else who's out there trying to grind away on fantasy? Probably. I don't know. But my first thought was, who the fuck is Liz Loza? Am I wrong for wondering that?
No. That's everybody on ESPN there. Who the fuck are they?
Exactly. And you know, she looks like the attractive mom in the school drop-off line in her Volvo. You know, she's sporty, but she's that age. So apparently Liz Loza started acting in 2003. Appeared in some films such as Irangelus, Imagine That, Low, Spooks, and Killer Party. She also appeared in TV shows like The Thundermans and The Last Ship, along with Scandal, and had a brief appearance on Law & Order LA. She then became an analyst for Yahoo Sports and a cast member of Fantasy Football Live. She's appeared on radio shows on SiriusXM, CBS Sports Radio, Fox Sports Radio, etc. Since 2011, so for 10 years now, she has hosted the X and Y's podcast. Okay, fine. But it was just one of those ones where I was like, all right, who is this?
Oh, God. What's the thing, and I'm not, you know, denigrating any women, but it seems like you have to have a woman on your gambling show now. Why is that?
Why not? Yeah, because the answer is why not? The answer is it's okay. Television. It's a visual medium. They know that men are watching these shows overwhelmingly. There's no women watching the shows. So do you really need four dudes, a sausage fest? Better to have a sporty looking, knows her shit well enough to hang with the guys, gal, to help mix things up. And I'm not against it, by the way. I'm just curious as to certain career paths. And I just wonder if there are women out there grinding away with a journalism degree from some school, doing all the right things, demo tapes, stand-ups, practicing. And then it's like, now let's get Liz Loza. She was in a couple of movies in Law & Order. She's a fantasy podcaster. Boom, get in there.
I almost went to work with one of these young ladies in 2000-something. Anita Marks. Do you know that name?
Anita Marks is still knocking around. She was in Baltimore. Yeah, she did radio in Baltimore.
Well, she was about to get a cushy gig. I never told you this story. In Miami.
I thought she did get that gig.
Well, she did not get that gig.
Okay.
And she had somehow came across somebody who knew me and was like, you should hire him. And we talked for about 2 or 3 weeks. And she was close to getting the deal. And then her agent, who was also Michael Irvin's agent, got him the job that she was supposed to get.
Oh, worst no. Agent
ever. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Are you still with Bob Sugarman?
I think, what's that?
Are you still with Bob Sugar?
Bob Sugar, yeah. No, fucking Jay Moore. What a piece of shit. Given an afternoon radio job on Fox Sports Radio. Had it for about maybe 18 months. Blew out. Of course, they never fucking last. I mean, that's the thing that, you know, as a lifer, I do kind of resent.
I think Tui was his producer, now that I think about it. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, nobody knows who that is, but yeah.
Oh, these old guys. I just shouted out Greg Tui. Sorry, I love Greg Tui. I know.
Speaking of Fox Sports Radio, Doug Gottlieb has had to crawl back his comments about agent Casey Close and the negotiations with Freddie Freeman and the L.A. Dodgers. Did you see this?
Okay, I don't know who that is. Casey Close is a hot chick, right? Yes.
No, it's a dude. It's a dude.
I was thinking, there's an agent who's pretty hot. She represents. Right.
So Freddie Freeman signs with the Dodgers. And according to Gottlieb, who went on the air and said, because Freeman split with Casey Close.
Because he said he never got back to him about the other offer.
Exactly.
From the Braves.
Right. Yes. Well, Casey Close swung into action, said, I will fucking sue you. That is totally not true. And you are defaming me. Well, here's the statement from Doug Gottlieb that just came down in the wake of this lawsuit. Gottlieb, on June 29th, I commented on alleged circumstances surrounding Freddie Freeman's negotiations with the Atlanta Braves. While I always strive to report accurate information, I prematurely report on these events and simply got it wrong. I have learned that the conduct I alleged did not occur, and there is no credible basis for stating that it did. The sources I relied upon were incorrect in no uncertain terms. I appreciate the damage that misinformation like this can cause and have been in touch with Casey Close to apologize directly. I have also deleted my original tweet. So he did that to save from getting his ass sued even further. Oh. Yeah.
Pussy.
I know. Pussy. Nobody likes Doug Gottlieb. Nobody.
No. And he's I used to like him. Not like him. He had great basketball IQ.
Yes.
He's high IQ guy.
Yeah.
But when he started moving into other stuff and his story, it makes him hard to he can't really Doug Gottlieb.
Yeah, stole credit cards at Oklahoma State.
Went to Notre Dame.
Oh, Notre Dame. He stole credit cards at Notre Dame and then transferred to Oklahoma State. Yep.
But so it makes it hard for him to ridicule anyone. I remember watching a thread with him and somebody brought that up and he was like, your mother. And I was like, well, come on, Doug. Really? You're like 50. Yeah. And I was like, so he's a douchebag. He is. Great basketball IQ, though. I will give him that. I can't take that away from him.
Meanwhile, I understand where Kay Adams is now. Do you know where she is?
Well, not here, but
you're like looking around your living room. Nope, not here. Which is too bad because I would hang up on you right away.
Talk
to her, see what's going on. Hey, Kay, how you doing? Want to watch some NFL Network? So she's on FanDuel TV. And you're like, what the hell is a FanDuel TV?
Getting paid handsomely, I'm sure.
It's channel 602 on DirecTV. Check your cable listings if you get your television delivered that way.
I have Verizon Fios, yes.
It is like the former Speed Network or Outdoor Life or OLN or one of these junk networks.
Something you flip and go, huh. That's there.
Yeah, the sailing channel or something like that, or Bassmaster Classic channel. I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
So she's got a 1-hour show, and I forget the name of it. It's a cute riff on her name, and it's a 1-hour show that starts at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Now.
Oh my God.
Now here's the deal. I know what probably she was faced with. She's making really good money at the NFL Network. I'm sure they offered her a significant raise, maybe 75% raise to stay. But it's a 3-hour show that she has to get up at 4 a.m. for, and it's 5 days a week, and it's all off season as well. So she was probably offered triple her salary from FanDuel because they've got all this gambling money. They're just burning money to try to get eyeballs, right? To try to make a splash. And she doesn't have to wake up until a hell of a lot later, do a 1-hour show. The price of it is she's now jumped off a diving board into a black hole. Like nobody's going to know where she is, right?
So that's a great one. What do you do? Well, she chose the money.
Yeah, it's called Up and Adams is the show. Up and Adams. Okay. All right.
Who replaced her? What incredibly hot chick did they replace her?
Jamie Erdahl, who's a very telegenic gal, smart, knows sports, upper Midwest gal, Wisconsin gal. It's very sexist. She's a mother. Oh. She's a woman. She's a fully grown woman, but I hate saying woman. It makes him sound
like
a yenta.
You've met her because you're being way too respectful.
I've not met her. No.
Okay.
No, I think she is. I'm just trying to be accurate, but yeah, Up in Adams. I love that Family Guy.
You can just add her to the list. Well, I mean, good luck. Good luck for Kit, but how are you going to come back from that? You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to take
a kick off to the 2022 NFL season. Huge guests on our show to break it all down. For the first time ever, it is Up in Adams, people. Let's go.
She might be in L.A., too, for all I know. It's got an L.A. themed open.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
September 6, 2022. It has been 115 days since I've been on morning television talking sports. I have to tell you, it feels so good to be back. It feels amazing to be
You are so hot. It's unfair.
On something new, on the future.
And you know sports, which makes you even hotter.
Talking sports headlines with the most passionate.
Please don't ever get into activism or social issues. Please, 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 please.
At Up and Adam Show on Twitter. We got a lot to get to because we are sitting here 2 days away from kickoff. We've got.
You know, she looks lean. As if she wasn't already lean and in great shape. She looks a touch leaner, maybe more than I need, to be honest.
I remember she's from Chicago, too.
And she looks like she's had a little touch of plastic surgery, even though she does not need it. You know how these women are that are on television. They will get the little nip and tuck even when they're... It's like Heidi Montag when she got her first plastic surgery at like 24. On the hills.
You know what, though? She's going to jump the shark. I was just thinking, like my girl Beetle, who I was totally in the bed for.
I know.
And they all at some point jumped the shark, and I'm just, you know. Kari Champion still holding it up, though.
Question mark. Brady's playing at 45. Aaron Rodgers and all of that. Where shall we begin? I know exactly where I want to with this very special guest joining us to help break it all down.
Break it all down. Sean Payton. So her set looks very, you know, not ambitious. It's like a little corner set. I mean, like, you know, on Coward, he's got the big fuck you set. It's the size of a garage, you know, that could hold 12 cars, right? And Colin Coward's way away from his co-host with a big old desk and up high, right? Exactly. But anyway, now that I know where she is, I'll have to check her out up in Adams. And if she's living in L.A., gets to wake up at a reasonable hour, gets to have a life, is being paid more money, fucking good for her. But I am going to miss her on Good Morning Football. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And then there's this. And then there's this. Pat McAfee is now joining College Game Day on a regular basis.
Can I give my rant about Pat McAfee?
Please do.
When I said it, Emmanuel Acho was the most annoying. Put him behind Pat McAfee. way too. All this for a punter? A punter deserves all this?
Well, you're judging him on who he was, not who he is now, which is a dynamic, sports-loving personality, an alpha dude bro who just to hang out, says what he thinks, and he's buddies. He's got A.J. Hawk as his wingman. He's tight with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, man.
Bayless this morning, for instance, said that we didn't ask him hard enough questions, anything like that, to follow up. But my favorite about Skip is – He participated
yes, he did.
In the $20,000 giveaway on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he actually talked about it this morning on their show.
Watching this trend for, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours. Hashtag thank you, Aaron. I was dumbfounded. I was
AJ Hawk smoking a cigar on camera because that's the sure sign of a tough guy. Look at me. I'm smoking a cigar.
He just got away with. How could they be so gullible to let him flip the script on them? So I did. This is what I tweeted, if we could see it.
He tweeted.
Hashtag thank you, Aaron, for letting down Packer Nation in all five of your NFC championship games.
Anyway, so it goes on like that. McAfee, I mean, people can't get enough of him. He's the white Barkley right now in sports.
Ooh, that's a great
The white
take.
Barkley, because they'll sprinkle McAfee in with everything. It's like seasoned salt. Hey, you know what going good in that soup? A little seasoned salt. You know what good in that hamburger? Seasoned salt. Hey, you know what you need? A little Pat McAfee. Put him in there.
I was waiting for a text from you on Saturday when college game day, and they brought out Jack Harlow. And
he was fucking terrible.
He's not even a good hip-hop artist. I don't know. Whoever booked him should have been fired the next day.
Well,
fucking Harlow.
I think what they're doing is they're just chasing the young people. Like, hey, you young peoples, who do you like out there? Guess what? We're going to put him on game day. He doesn't know shit about college football, but who cares? Maybe he'll tune in. Maybe we'll skim an extra half rating point. That's how these morons in television think.
I don't. They have girls. They have not girls. They have female hosts who used to be Peloton instructors on college fucking game day.
Yes, Jess Sims.
That would make my head explode if I were in the business.
I know. If you were in the business as a young female reporter trying to do all the right things, get two sources on every story, not sleep with any players for information. You know, wink, wink. I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do it clean. I'm going to go straight. No, you're not.
Just be a Peloton instructor. We'll put you on.
Right. Be a Peloton instructor or be a failed actress like Liz Loza and just side door your way in and ride it for as long as it goes. Won't be long. It'll be a couple years, but it'll be fun.
Industry run. I listened to Dick Ebersol on a podcast with Bill Simmons. And he talked about, you know, for years, NBC was never afraid of CBS basketball because he said they had morons running it. And I just said, well, thank God. I'm glad other people felt like that.
That is great right there.
A Peloton instructor is hosting college fucking game day.
She's hot. She's sporty.
She's good on TV. I think she might be one for our side.
She is kind of mixed race, little mixed folks, isn't she?
I think mixed folks. Because she was wearing braids and I was ready to just eviscerate her. But then I said, wait a minute. I see a hint of African-American in there. And she is.
Can you go to mixedfolks.com and confirm that? Jess Sims, 7 million followers on Peloton. A company, by the way, that is circling the drain right now. Peloton was riding high at the peak of the pandemic. Everyone's buying those stupid overpriced fucking bikes and the $40 a month subscription to do a workout that they can't hang with doing. And then next thing you know,
it's all over.
It's like, oh shit, we really overestimated our longevity here. We got to lay off half the force.
Yes.
So yeah, if Jess Sims is not mixedfolks.com, she's guilty of. Okay, if she wasn't, she would be guilty of hashtag cultural appropriation because of some of the hairstyles she was sporting.
Culture vulture, yes.
Culture vulture.
Yes, she was rocking the Bo Derek braids. By the way, they killed Bo Derek for rocking those years later.
Oh, years later. But at the time, they didn't.
No, at the time, no. But then somebody went back and said, hey, that's not right.
Yeah, I don't think they look good on white women. I think it's like, nah, that ain't you. Come on, girl.
Every white woman I know that has been to Jamaica or the Bahamas ends up getting some form of that. And you just want to go, not for you.
I will say a brunette with a long whip braided ponytail.
One.
Oh, Jay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
A Lara Croft one long whip ponytail, which Jess Sims has, is fucking catnip. To my eyes. Absolutely. Did you see that the Mets are now out of first place and they've lost Max Scherzer and people are now turning on Timmy Trumpet as being the reason.
One of my best friends is a huge Met fan, and I hadn't talked to him in like 3 weeks. And he called me, and I said, "Is Timmy Trumpet the coolest entrance besides?"
Yeah. By the way, this song, this whole thing is fucking epic. I love it. By the way,
I do too.
And it pisses me off that Nebraska football aped it to use as a Jock Jams 9 song. By the way, it's Blaster Jacks and Timmy Trumpet. So Timmy Trumpet is the actual trumpet player. Blaster Jacks, I think, is a DJ or a musician that created the underneath.
Like score. Herb Alpert.
Yeah, right. Like it is. Herb Alpert is turning over in his grave right now.
He's alive.
Is he really?
He's alive. Yes.
By the way, don't listen to this song too much. You literally will fall asleep with it ringing in your ears.
There's a DJ.
So, guess who is now sort of blaming Timmy Trumpet for the Mets' recent swoon? One Jerry Seinfeld. On Twitter, Seinfeld with a blue check mark says, "I blame that stupid trumpet performance. Celebrating in season, we haven't won anything yet. Bad mojo." Well,
Jerry.
Is he right?
No. No, stop it.
You're like, nah, it's fine.
No.
He said it was the same. He said
fucking good.
He said it was the same as when the Baja men showed up to play Who Let the Dogs Out in person in the 2000 World Series. The series ended right there. Is that true, by the way?
I don't know. I don't remember that. I'm going to take Jerry's word. Oh, God. The Baja fucking man.
Who let the dogs out? What's the worst gimmick song? That or Gangnam Style by Psy?
Oh, Gangnam Style. Yeah. That's the worst.
Let's see. I'm looking for it here on YouTube. I don't see it. I put in Baja Man at Met Stadium. It does not come up. So. There's that.
Baja Man and Shay?
Oh, maybe that's the case. Well, 2000, I think MetLife had been built. Don't you?
Are you sure? I don't think so.
When was the Subway Series?
I thought it was around 9/11. That's 2001.
Maybe you're right. Maybe Baja Man.
Shay.
$1 billion. The question is, who let the dogs out?
It's the official video with the theatrical opening.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, God. Who? No.
Let the dogs out. Who?
No. That's up there with Don't Worry, Be Happy for me. If I hear that song one more time, I might take a life.
All right. Let me give you the better dog reference video clip, and then we'll close it out with FTG. Been a good run so far. Thank you for your time. Thank you for going late tonight. I appreciate that. I just finished my second fantasy draft. You want to know who I took, by the way? Can I tell you?
Yeah, okay. No, I'd rather hear your golf round.
You're like, please strap me down.
Yes. Yeah.
By the way, are you familiar? Speaking of audio torture, are you familiar with 10-hour loops on YouTube?
Yes, I've seen them. Yes.
10 hours is apparently the maximum amount of time you can upload a video on YouTube.
Wow. And somebody takes the time to do that. That's the person who has no life.
And somebody uploaded a 10-hour loop of the Home Depot theme song on YouTube.
Home Depot. That one?
No. It's the commercial one that gets you fired up to go do some mulching.
Home Depot loop. Okay.
I'm going to get it for you right here. 10 fucking hours
extended.
Of this.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You're like, oh, shit.
I'm going to go spackle something.
Hearing that music, I sort of feel the need to go get some geraniums and go dig them up and put them in the garden. You can get it done. It's like the motivational theme song for homeowners across America. Go get a power drill. You can do it. Don't hire it, you pussy. Get some tools. See, now, we got to be playing this at Guantanamo Bay to get the prisoners to talk. Just a 10-hour loop of that. Yes. So, here it was 11 years ago, September 7th, Coastal Carolina head football coach David Bennett with one of the legendary cats and dogs rants of all time. Happy anniversary, Coach Bennett.
Trying to get our two boys ready to carry them to golf tournament for practice, right?
Right.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you can come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, "What are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go.
Ball's going crazy.
All crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, it's a cat in the house. Cat in the house.
Cat in the house.
So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need meows. We don't need no cats.
Be a dog.
Was fired a year later.
Oh, he was, but it was absolutely one of the best rants of all time.
And his best player, you know him well.
Who?
Josh Norman.
No shit.
Yes.
Now, he was a dog. No? You think he was a cat?
Yeah, yes. An overpaid cat.
He's out of the league now, isn't he?
That's a great one. I think he still might be his.
I don't think he's still. Oh, wait a minute. With the Niners. Hold on. He's still with the Niners. Played well last year. Yeah, he's still with the Niners. But yeah. So I love Coach Bennett's cadence because to me, I've met people, I've known people from South Carolina. That is pure South Carolina cadence. The tempo and the little expressions and the interlocutor, you know, comments about how he tempos it, pure South Carolina. And of course, he's got the tight push broom mustache that is classic Southern football coach. So with that, we get to our concluding number, FTG.
I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right, Jay, who do we got this week?
Well, I was on Sunday, I was ready to, you know, end the week, even though we did have Monday as a vacation. But I was ready to watch the, who played it? Clemson on Monday or Sunday?
Yeah, Clemson versus Georgia Tech on Monday night.
Who played on
Sunday night? Was LSU, Florida State.
LSU, right. And I was getting ready to watch that game and enjoy myself. And the two words that made me just turn the TV off, Joe Tessitore.
No.
I cannot hate any play-by-play person more than Joe fucking Tessitore. He is so schmaltzy and jive-ass. I know me and Scott Lynn share this affinity for hating Joe Tessitore. He just ruined it. I literally had to stop watching the game because he was getting on my nerves so bad. I can't watch him.
It's funny because basically you would have to compete to the death with Scott when it comes to hating Tessitore, and Scott is the nicest guy I've ever met.
I'm an asshole.
So the one deep well of pure hatred Scott has is for Joe effing Tessitore.
It's just a moment ago as Taywan Taylor was able to walk off the field, make his way to the medical tent after that catch that has gotten him inside the 10. Second and 2, Lewis, the back with Mariota. As he pulls and it goes underneath the Smith. Beautiful play by the Titans for the score.
Yeah, that's the Tessitore growl right there. Beautiful play. The growl.
God, he sucks.
So for Joe Tessitore doing college now, fuck that guy.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
I really hate your ass right now.
Mine goes to one Za'Darius Smith, former Baltimore Raven, former now Green Bay Packer, who said this week in advance of the Vikings' opening week tilt against the Packers, "I signed with the Vikings just so I could play Green Bay twice." He says he couldn't understand why he was treated like shit his final year in Green Bay, and that he was the one that changed the culture when he came in that first year under Matt LaFleur. Bro, your back was completely jacked up. It's not like the coaching staff didn't want to play you. You couldn't play. You were on the injured reserve almost the entire year. What the fuck are you talking about? Maybe there's something with going to Minnesota that turns every ex-Packer into Greg Jennings. But maybe you should rewind your last year in Green Bay and check yourself. So, Za'Darius Smith, we'll see you Sunday. F that guy. All right, very good, Jay. Always a pleasure, my friend. And as our legend and mentor, Ken Beatrice, taught us to boldly say,
bye-bye now.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.